Cold temperatures are going to occur across the northern plains as we move forward through the next 2 or 3 days, and then a warming trend, a welcome one at that, will likely get underway. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Now, before you get real excited, that warming trend will not last long, and it will be enough to maybe melt a little bit of snow briefly, and this will probably occur during the first half of next week, probably Tuesday and Wednesday for the most part. But one of the reasons why it gets warm enough to do that is because of a low pressure system that will be approaching the region. That low pressure system will not only bring warmer air, but it will also bring moisture with it, and it will likely rain across parts of the region, or at least for a brief period of time, and that may change over to snow towards the end of the storm. A lot of debate for this event coming up, so let's not dwell on that, but I at least wanted you to be aware of the fact that we'll have a chance to warm up ever so briefly and have a chance for a little bit of snow melt to take place. We might also get a little rain, but that'll just help the situation a little bit, as long as we don't get into a major meltdown of the snow out there anytime real soon. That'll be good. All right, the near-term part of this forecast is still focused on the snow event underway in Minnesota and eastern South Dakota at this hour. The snow is shifting to the east and will be ending this afternoon. Several inches of snow will be occurring across Minnesota. It looks like most of the snow to the west has come to an end or will be doing so very soon. And it looks as though the temperatures this afternoon are going to continue to be cooler biased. We expect a north wind to blow across the region for the next several hours. It does pump colder air into the region, and we'll expect to see the afternoon temperatures holding more or less where they are now or slipping a little lower. Teens and 20s will be the rule. Now, tomorrow afternoon, we'll see the temperatures colder. In fact, there will be some areas that don't get above 10 degrees. We'll look for the afternoon highs in North Dakota and northern Minnesota, mostly upper single digits and teens. Everybody else is going to see teens and some 20s occurring across the region. Saturday will also be cold with afternoon highs in the teens, and then Sunday we may start seeing some 20 degree readings occurring across the region, with Monday and Tuesday of next week even warmer still. Now, the nighttime lows will get into the negative and positive single digits as we move forward through these next couple of days. Tomorrow morning we'll see a little bit of that, but only in a pocket or two. We expect to see the majority of the coldest air to occur on Saturday morning. At that time, most of us will be in the positive or negative single digit readings. Now, we'll see a little bit of that tomorrow, like I said, in North Dakota and northern Minnesota. Everybody else will be single digits and teens. It's still cool enough for this time of the year, but Saturday and Sunday both will be in the negative and positive single digits. It will be cold both days. We'll have a strong surface high pressure center around, so that'll keep the precipitation away. In fact, we don't see much in the way of meaningful moisture after we're done with today's snow. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.